I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon Netcast, and we've got great things lined up for you this week on the Netcast. So many things to talk about, but first of all, we have to say that we're proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon, and in all the programs that are on the Tech Podcast Network. I tell you, you can't go wrong by going to techpodcast.com. Whether you're going on the web, of course, techpodcast.com is there, but also through your Roku, your Boxy, your Apple TV, your Blu-ray player that may have a network connection to the internet, all kinds of devices now have techpodcast.com video programs, and also Blueberry. We're also on the Blueberry Network. That's Blueberry, as it says right there. We're on so many networks, but those two are near and dear to my heart because we've been on those longer than just about anywhere. And of course, there's always iTunes. Let's not forget the old iTunes for those of you Apple folk out there. Yeah, I know there are people that, you know, get their stuff through iTunes, the website, and the application that are not Mac folk and Apple folk, but we know who you are. You know, it's Mac envy. What can I say? I'd love to have a MacBook Pro. Been wanting one of those for a very long time. One of these days, gonna have to get one. Anyway, I'm digressing, as I am famous for doing. So I'll quit that. Stop it! Yes. Anyway, why do I do these things? I don't know. Let's go. Well, no, I want to mention something else before we go to the blog. And that is that we have revamped our website. Which website, Dr. Bill? You've got drbill.cc. You've got drbill.tv. You've got all of these websites. You're just going nutty with the websites. Well, yes, I do. You know, what can I say? I've been a webmaster for years. Practically as long as there's been a World Wide Web, I've been a webmaster. But the very main site, the site to end all sites, is DrBillBailey.net, as it says right here. DrBillBailey.net, of course, is our main, you might call it our root site. And of course, that's because that is the original business that I started back when I was doing consulting. DrBillBailey.net, of course, being a network. See, the .net extension there on the end means a network provider. That would be like a web host or whatever. People don't pay attention to extensions the way they really should these days. I'm a stickler for accuracy when it comes to such geeky things. Aha! So see, .com is commercial, .net is a network provider, .org is a nonprofit organization, .me is not what you think it is. You know, a lot of people say, yeah, .me, it's all about me, man. Yeah, no. .me is actually a country site. I don't even remember which one, the Marianas or something like that. But anyway, you can find out all about that by going to drbillbailey.net and going to our link there that explains web extensions. But all of that was a digression from what I originally wanted to say, which is that drbillbailey.net has been revamped, redesigned, re-whatever you want to call it. At any rate, it is now more in tune with what I'm doing now, and I mean now, at this moment, I'm doing a video netcast. Yes, you're watching it. You must be bored. Bless your heart. Anyway, I'm doing a video netcast with my smiling face, looking into the camera, and just imagining all the thousands of people that are out there looking at me back. Hi. At any rate, the video netcast, of course, Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, which you're watching right now, is part of a network. Get it? Network of netcasts. That's another little weird thing I've got, and that is I like Leo Laporte's thing about netcast as opposed to podcast. I was talking about the Apple-y people earlier. You know, they're all pod-oriented. They're pod people. Oh my goodness. Anyway, the point is that I like netcast as a term. It's broader. It's more apropos. So, anyway, the point is that DrBillBailey.net is mainly representing the network of programs we have. You say, what network are you talking about? I'm talking about that we have Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, which you're watching right now, and we have DrBill.tv, which is the video-only version of this, which you're watching right now. Okay, a little bit of a stretch. But we also have Word of Faith Netcast, where I minister the Word of God through the Word of Faith Netcast. Then we also have the traditional naturopath audio podcast, which I'll admit I haven't done one of those in a long time. Then we've got VertZine, the online magazine of virtualization and cloud computing, which we just started. And we've got all of these netcasts, both video and audio, that we are doing. When I say we, I'm using the royal we again. Me, I'm doing them. What can I say? There's enough of me to go around. Anyway, I just have all these interests, and my brain just keeps working, coming up with things to do. Where do I get the energy to do all these things? I don't know. I really don't know. Anyway, so I wanted to tell you about that so you could go check out DrBillBailey.net. Yes. Now, it is true that DrBillBailey.com also goes to that same website, and DrBillBailey.us goes to that same website, and probably .info. Does .info go there? Why don't we just check that out? I'll click here, and then I'll put a .info on the end. Pardon the shaking camera if it goes. It does! Dropped my mouse. You don't want to drop your mouse. Probably freak my cat out. She'll be coming in here going, what mouse? What mouse? You may notice her wandering around sometimes. She does that. Anyway, as you can see, I don't even know which domains I've registered. I've registered so many. But the point is, DrBillBailey.net will get you there, along with all those others that I just mentioned. It's fun being me. It's very odd being me, but it's fun. Okay. Now we're ready to go to the blog. The blog, of course, is drbill.cc, CC standing for Computer Curmudgeon. By the way, Computer Curmudgeon is a term that has to do with the grayness of the hair and the oddness of the attitude. Yes, I do tend to be a little curmudgeonly sometimes. If you look up the definition to curmudgeon, it says an old person with attitude. It's in so many words. I'm not that old. Really, I'm not. I'm only 55. I mean, that's the speed limit. So, I'm legal. Anyway, where do these thoughts come from? They just float through the air. Anyway, let's go to the blog. The blog, of course, since we last did our last video netcast, mentions that Firefox 4 is out. Another thing that's hard to say, Firefox 4 is out. Anyway, it is out, but it's still no Chrome from my perspective. I like Chrome better than Firefox these days. Now, I'm a big fan of Firefox. I used Firefox exclusively. I told everybody, use Firefox until Chrome came out. And then I found that Chrome was faster, was better for video, many other things about Chrome that I like. So Chrome gets the old thumbs up. Yes. Now, however, Firefox, the very next day, after one 24-hour period, had been downloaded 6.7 million times. That's million with an M, million times. So apparently a lot of people like Firefox, which I'm all for because I want you to use a modern browser no matter what it is. IE9 even counts. And the reason that IE9 counts, I didn't realize this, but IE9 actually takes advantage of advanced hyper-threading of CPUs and will use dual processors to speed things up, which is very impressive on Microsoft's part. Dudes. Anyway. So, next item. Next item is that DrBill.TV is now available on Roku and Boxy and all the other places that have it. Via Blip TV. Wow, that's so cool. Now, I mentioned I'm on techpodcast.com and on blueberry.com and all of these other networks. One of the, I don't know if you call it a network or a service, Blip.TV. But the thing is, if you go to your Roku box and you go to your channel store and you look, you will find Blip.TV and you will find Blip.TV Tech. And if you check that out, you will find that Dr. Bill, this show, is now featured there. How cool is that? Okay, I'm back. You didn't know I was gone because I just stopped the recording and came back to where I left off. See, here's the thing. See this little thing right here? Ah, this is a beeper. Beeper, like the old, you know, the doctors used to carry around, that kind of thing. Well, Dr. Bill's got to carry one this weekend because I'm on call. And when you're on call, they call you. You have to respond. You have 15 minutes or they shoot you. Anyway, so I had to stop recording and give them a call and so forth. So I'm back. Just saying. Anyway, I left off talking about Roku and Boxy and Blip TV. Blip.TV is a service that I have been putting my videos out on because I want as many people to see the videos as possible. I am not entirely sure why, but it's just one of those things I do, you know? So now I'm available on Blip.TV. Get my mouse while I'm at it there. Anyway, next item. Amazon opens its App Store. Now, that's App Store, not App Store. Yes, you saw the difference too, I'm sure. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Apple's actually kind of upset about them using the term App Store because Apple's App Store is an App Store, and apparently Apple, like they do everything else, wants to own it. The term. Everything else too, but they'll start with terms. Anyway, the App Store. So now, Amazon opened an App Store. They just took the space out between App and Store and said, that's different. Yes. So, anyway, they started an App Store at Amazon. That's the news. The other news is that on the very first day they opened it, they offered a free copy of Angry Birds Rio. And I have it on my phone, which actually this week I really have right here, my Droid X. And I've been playing Angry Birds. I'll put the phone back over here. I've been playing Angry Birds, and here's what I can tell you about Angry Birds. It absorbs your brain. If you've ever played Angry Birds, you probably know that. Dude. Who knew that launching little birds with a slingshot against walls created by pigs would be such fun. Actually, now that I come to say that out loud, it sounds rather odd and fun, doesn't it? So, anyway, App Store. Don't use that term or Apple will come after you. Okay. Next item. I've got a brief sentence or so here on the blog that talks about you shouldn't use Flash for your whole website. Now, as an example of that, if you were to go check out the website I mentioned earlier, drbillbailey.net, you'll find there's no Flash there. What's the matter, Dr. Bill? Don't you want to be cool? Don't you want to use Flash? Well, yeah, Flash is cool. But here's the thing about Flash websites. If your whole website is a Flash website, which people are like, oh man, my whole site moves and bleeps and does weird things when you go there. Well, good for you, but you know what? You're not going to be in the search engines. Because when the search engines search a site, they just see this little bitty piece of code that says, show the Flash. And they go, okay, and they move on. They don't care. They want to see text. They want to see web. They want to see HTML. Just like real men use. Back in the day, programming with Notepad. Anyway, point is, the search engines, you know, they keep saying, we're going to support Flash. We're going to support Flash sites. Yeah. It's too hard for them to read, dude. So check out this article. It's a link to an article called The Truth About Search Engines and Flash. Sounds foreboding, doesn't it? Yes, well, it may well be, but whoa! It's time, as the drum roll tells us, for the Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week jumps up and knocks you in the back of the head as usual and tells you it's time. Anyway, the Geek Software of the Week this week is from Pendrive Linux, which is an awesome site that allows you to take many Linux distros and put them on a USB thumb drive. And that's great fun. Yes, indeed. If you're a geek, it's just fun. What can I say? I myself, just this week, put Peppermint Linux on a thumb drive and booted from it and went, dude. Anyway, I use this new tool, this new Geek Software of the Week tool called Yumi. Y-U-M-I. You know, that sounds like an anime name. Yumi. Sounds like the name of someone from, what's the name of that show that's not an anime? The Game Master says, it's not an anime. It's from Canada or somewhere. What's the name of that show? Oh well. Has a great theme song. I like it. Can't remember it. Perhaps it will come to me at some point. It will jump into my head and go, hey! Code Lyoko! See it? I knew if I waited long enough, it would jump into my head. Code Lyoko. I like that show. It's off now, but I liked it. And I think they had a Yumi, but I'm not sure. It doesn't matter, does it? No. Anyway, Geek Software of the Week, you install this in Windows, you plug in your USB drive, and it will even download the distro, which will take a little while because distros tend to be, you know, those ISO files tend to be pretty big. Then it will crack open the ISO, it will pull out the appropriate files, it will install them on your USB, and you'll be able to boot from your USB directly into a Linux. Matter of fact, it will set it up with multi-boot if you want to have multiple Linux-i, or Linuxes, or however you want to pluralize it. Anyway, it's cool. You should try it. Yes. All right, next item. Here's a shock. Duke Nukem is delayed yet again. It's only been since 1997 that they've been promising this. April of 1997. Let's see here. 1997, 2007, that's 10 years. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That's 14 years this thing is supposed to have been out. And they're saying, give us another few months. Sure, guys, we'll do that. Like I said, most people don't even care at this point. It's getting rather silly. After 14 years, most of the people you want to sell the game to, they've moved on. They've grown up. They've said, video games? We don't play video games anymore. We're working 9 to 5. Working hard for a living. Never mind. You know what I mean? I know people at work are playing video... Well, no, they should be playing video games at work, although there's a few I may wonder about sometimes, but there are people at work, where I work, that play video games when they go home. Particularly World of Warcraft seems to be really big among guys in our group. I'm gonna confess something here, just between you and me. I've never played World of Warcraft. As far as that goes, there's quite a few video games I've never played. But I have played Super Mario Brothers. Super Mario Brothers, what do they call it? Smash Brothers. Yes, Smash Brothers. I like that because I like being Donkey Kong and hitting things in the head with a big mallet. It's kind of my thing. Do you remember the Netcast? A few Netcast back where I had a big mallet? The Equalizer, you remember that? Ah. I like mallets. What can I say? It's just a thing with me. My son, the game master, he likes swords. Matter of fact, he'll just sit around randomly and say, I like swords. They're shiny and pointy. I like swords too, but mallets, I can really get behind a good mallet. Particularly a really big one that is very, very rewarding when you bonk something with it. Yes. I don't know how I get off on these things, but I do. And you love it. Or you wouldn't watch. Matter of fact, I think sometimes there are people out there that are watching going, what kind of crazy weirdness is he going to do this week? And to you I say, keep watching. You never know what might happen. Yes. Anyway, what was I going to say beyond that? I was going to turn into an alien. Yes. I am talking to you now as an alien. I told you you should keep watching. You never know. Anyway, now how do I turn it off? Actually, it never did quite start right, did it? Let me calibrate it. Yes, now it's calibrated. Then now when I talk, it will actually talk and move. See, I'm moving. I can also be a giant shark face dude. Yes. I know, you're thinking, why am I doing these things? Just one of those odd things I do. Yes. I was playing with the effects on my webcam. I don't even know if it worked, I don't know if it recorded properly or whatever. But we'll see. If not, there'll be this weird thing that happens in the middle of the screen with nothing going on while I'm talking. And that will be fun, too. What can I say? So, I think I'm pretty much done for this netcast. Yes. So one day, I'll play with the webcam effects doohickey and learn how to use it, and then it will be better, and it will move with my mouth and everything. It was the calibration that was off. So, until next time, the Doctor is out of here!